AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The government is reporting a big spike in homelessness this year, up 18% compared to last year. Our Haya Pentwani has details.
A dramatic rise, driven mostly by a lack of affordable housing, as well as devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in several parts of the country. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development found that close to 800,000 people were counted as homeless, on top of a rise from 2023, which the department blamed on soaring rents and the end of pandemic assistance.
The White House says another telecommunications firm has been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign. It gave officials there access to private text messages and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans, including politicians. In Brooklyn, New York today, the district attorney says there are new murder and arson charges in an indictment against the man accused of setting a woman on a subway car on fire last weekend.
The judge received the indictment today, murder in the first degree, three counts of murder in the second degree, arson in the first degree.
District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says the victim still has not been identified. Azerbaijan's flag carrier is announcing it's suspending flights to several Russian airports, citing potential flight safety risks. It follows the crash of one of its jets. Many experts are blaming Russia's air defense systems. Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas remain under severe weather watches today and again tomorrow.
All right, let's go.
A lot of excitement around tonight's Mega Millions drawing. In Hawthorne, California, people were excited, snapping up tickets for the $1.1 billion jackpot. This is AP News. A new poll on this month's shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson and the public's response.
In a survey from the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, about 8 in 10 adults in the U.S. say the person who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has a great deal or a moderate amount of responsibility for the December 4th shooting in New York City. Despite that, some people have cast 26-year-old Luigi Mangione as a hero. And about half of those surveyed say at least a moderate amount of blame is rooted in wealth or income inequality. Donna Water, Washington.
The state of Maryland suing a company that produces the waterproof material known as Gore-Tex. State officials say they keep using forever chemicals. Forever chemicals have been linked to certain cancers, reproductive issues, and even high cholesterol. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.